Now you don't have to wait to find out what happened on Wednesday, because we'll tell you next on The Real Niagara Radio. Weatherman says mostly cloudy tonight. Overnight low temperatures in the mid-40s. On Thursday, partly sunny. Then clouding up with showers in the afternoon. Daytime highs in the upper 50s. And rain showers in the forecast for Thursday night. With it getting a little colder and even the possibility of a snow shower, the overnight lows in the upper 20s. Headlines on the way, but here's a reminder. When you walk into a drugstore and they tell you to take a number and wait in line until the pharmacist gets your prescription, that's not exactly a warm and friendly feeling. But when you stop at Wellness Park, 87th to Buffalo Avenue, and the Community Medical Pharmacy on Michigan Avenue just off Main, they do things a little different. You'll find friendly faces and pharmacists who know you by name. Just like in the old-time corner drug stores. They make sure your prescription is ready when you need it. And if you like, they'll even deliver it right to your door. That's the difference when you shop at a drug store that's locally owned and locally operated. Like Wellness Park and Community Medical Pharmacy. Stop in and check them out for yourself. They're the two local drug stores where you're not just a number. You're a neighbor. In the news, city police checking on a report that someone was in a vacant house at 17th and Pierce Avenue yesterday, said they found an unwanted man on the second floor of the building. The manager of the property told officers that no one had permission to be in the apartment, and the suspect, now identified as Ricky Caldwell of Buffalo Avenue, was taken into custody and charged with trespass in the case. He was processed at the police station, then issued the state's preferred appearance ticket and let go. He's now scheduled to appear in city court later next month. A woman walking her dog on Barbary Place in Cayuga Village was taken into custody by Town of Niagara Police yesterday after they got a report that the woman, identified as 39-year-old Christina Pollock, had trespassed on the neighbor's porch several times. The neighbor reportedly stated that the suspect would go through things on the porch and then take cigarette butts that she found there before leaving. While talking to that suspect, Pollock allegedly admitted to going on the porch, but said it was only to retrieve her dog who had wandered there. While investigating the incident, police discovered that Pollock reportedly had an outstanding warrant for her in the city of Niagara Falls, and when the complainant on Barbary Place did not want to press charges, Pollock was then transferred to the Niagara Falls Police to be arrested on her warrant there. More news in a moment, but a reminder, if you're having any problem with a home appliance, your problem is no problem to Chris Moore, the area's number one appliance repairman. Chris Moore's got 45 years' experience, and he fixes appliances for a $35 service call plus parts and labor. That's all. So next time you have a problem with an appliance, save yourself some money. Don't replace it. Let Chris Moore fix it. And to make that happen, all you have to do is call him at 523-5911. Chris Moore's Appliance Repair, the number one appliance repairman on the Niagara frontier. In other news, at Dave's Auto Wrecking on Delaware Avenue in the town of Niagara, a man reportedly came into the lot looking for a taillight for his truck. Then after walking around the lot, he came back to the office and told the attendant that he couldn't find the right part. Then he left. But later checking a video of the yard, the attendant saw the man, now identified from a sign-in sheet when he first entered, walking around the lot, allegedly finding the taillight he was looking for and stealing it. Authority said he then walked out to a rear entrance with the light, then came back through that entrance, walked up to the office, and told them he couldn't find the right part. Police said when they contacted 39-year-old David Carey after viewing the video, they told him that he was going to be charged in the case and had turned himself in rather than being picked up on the street, which they said Carey did. Now he's charged with petty larceny for reportedly taking the part and will appear in Town of Niagara Court to answer the charge. Town officers said the light that was reportedly taken was valued at $50. City Hall's working on keeping area swimming pools open this summer, and they're hoping that the Niagara Falls City Council will approve a pay raise for lifeguards this year, moving that price from $19 to $21 an hour. Apparently, last year there were not enough qualified applicants for the job, and officials tell us this year they're again looking for lifeguards to work at various pools and splash parks this summer. They say they're trying to avoid any disappointment as they experienced last year when there were a lot of complaints that there weren't enough lifeguards to keep the facilities open every day. And consequently, they were only open from Thursday through Sunday last year. This year, if enough qualified guards are hired, more hours for the pools and splash parks may be added. If you or someone you know may be interested in that job, which is perfect for students, you could contact the city's recreation department for an application and for job details. First indications from city officials are that at Wednesday night's council meeting, the council is expected to approve the raise for the lifeguards, and of course we'll have results of that vote for you when we update our news on Thursday afternoon. And incidentally, if you're looking for a job and you live in the North Tonawanda area, NT is looking to fill a number of summer positions this year in their Parks and Recreation Department, and that includes at the Deerwood Golf Course. They're looking for cashiers, maintenance workers, and starters. And if you're 16 years of age or older, and that sounds like your next summer job, contact the folks at the North Tonawanda Recreation Department. And finally, with the government shutdown in the past few weeks at the Niagara Falls and the Buffalo International Airports, a number of TSA workers have been reportedly coming into work to screen passengers, even though they have not been getting paid. On Tuesday, a fund drive was initiated at the airports, asking the flying public or anyone who wants to show their appreciation for the TSA workers to bring them a gift card of $20 or less from any business to help the workers out. Authorities tell us that a lot of TSA workers are having trouble paying their expenses without any paychecks coming in, but they keep coming to work anyway to help out. The organizers of the gift card drive said it would be a reasonable and nice way to show your appreciation to the workers who keep coming into work and not expecting a paycheck. And most of them saying they're doing it to keep travelers moving and to secure safety on the planes. Today we tried to find out if the gift card drive was successful, but could not reach any human to talk to on the phone. We left messages at the TSA office to find out about the drive, but so far haven't heard back. Although one unofficial response from the airport was that any help the TSA workers can get is appreciated and that they're now evaluating the success of the one-day gift card drive, and added if the government shutdown continues, they're thinking about doing it again. If it happens in your area, we want you to know, and if you see news in the making, we want to know. So call our Links of Niagara tip line 24 hours a day at 371-0046. And remember, you can keep your golfing game sharp by playing on the same golf simulators the pros use at the Links of Niagara at 360 Rainbow Boulevard, where parking for golfers is always free. We update the news every Monday to Friday afternoon here on Niagara Radio, and you can hear it on the hour and half hour on niagararadio.net. Or when you want to listen, when you click our local news tab and refresh your browser on your cell phone. And for even more convenience, enter NiagaraRadio.net in the search bar on Facebook and hear the daily reports there. It's local news with no spin. And if it's large or small and happens in your neighborhood, we think you should know about it. I'm Sal Panessa.